This is another Anti-Occupation Friday in Berlin. Following the prayers, dozens of Palestinian protesters, accompanied with some international activists, held their weekly rally, making their way to Israel's segregation wall. Along with the Palestinian flag, the protesters held the flag used after Libya won independence from Italy, in a sign of solidarity with the Libyan revolution. The protesters also slammed the U.S. for vetoing a recent U.N. Security Council resolution moved to condemn Israeli settlement building.
The American veto provides another piece of proof that the U.S. is blindly standing on Israel's side. The U.S. is a partner in crime.
Israeli troops used tear gas and skunk water to disperse the crowds. A group of Israeli anti-occupation activists were also present. They believe the construction of the separation wall, for what Israel calls security reasons, is nothing but an excuse to annex more Palestinian lands and expand settlement.
If the wall was a security wall, it would have been built on the green line and not in the middle of the occupied territories. The current route of the wall is full of holes, so it doesn't really protect Israel against people who want to come in.
Israeli authorities have confiscated hundreds of hectares of Berlin's farmlands and built settlements on them. The weekly protests continue in Berlin, Nalin, Nabi Saleh, and many other villages adjacent to the separation wall. Israel has always confronted such protests with excessive force. Last December, Israeli troops killed Jawahar Abu Rahmeh during Berlin clashes. She's the sister of Bassem Abu Rahmeh, who was shot dead during the protests in 2008. The Palestinian anti-occupation protests may be absent from the Arab and mainstream media these days amid the spreading public revolutions in the Arab world. However, neither Israel's settlement activities nor the Palestinian public's resistance have stopped. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Belain.